I'm Alastair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, y'all. Tim Miller here. I was on with one of my favorites, Chris Jansen, over on MSNBC Daytime today. I got some feedback. I was delivering some deadpan commentary. So if you're wondering if I'm joking, I am. We were talking about how the Trump administration, which is supposed to be meritocratic, has hired some of the most incompetent people imaginable to run very serious government offices. It's like a Trump EI or Fox EI or dummy EI. What should we come up with? We gotta coin something. Give us some ideas in the comments. I would use the R word since we can use it again, but that seems rude, and we don't want to coin that. So that's what we got into. A little discussion about the FEMA administrator who doesn't know about hurricane season, the Secretary of Education who doesn't understand that it's MAGA people that are going to be hurt by the deep draconian cuts to programs that serve a lot of folks in rural America. We got into, some of the related issues around that. So stick around, subscribe to the feed, and we'll see you right back here soon.
Good day. I'm Chris Jansen, live from MSNBC headquarters in New York City. Confusion, cuts, and a critical mission. As FEMA braces for what's expected to be a worse than normal hurricane season, it's doing so with less money and fewer people than it had last year. The controversial comments from its new administrator raising the question, is FEMA up to the task? We start with the disarray that's gripping federal agencies as staffers try to overcome deep budget cuts and confusing marching orders to keep critical programs functioning. Take FEMA, for example, where the new acting administrator, David Richardson, told staff on day two of hurricane season he didn't realize such a thing existed. While the remarks generated headlines nationwide, the DHS said it was a joke. Staff reportedly couldn't tell, but even if it was a joke, what's happening there is not funny. Plans for a new storm response are reportedly incomplete, so employees have been told to revert to last year's plan and get it done with just three quarters of the 2024 staff. At the Education Department, a plan to slash funding would fall most heavily on programs that support, among other things, rural schools and at-risk students. All of it an attempt to keep up with the president's nonstop demands for deep cuts across the federal government, often leaving it up to agency leaders to figure out the details. Meanwhile, The Atlantic is shedding new light on something the president is doing, using his personal phone to talk to seemingly anyone who has his number, despite repeated warnings that his calls could be compromised, an opening for adversaries like China to listen in. So, Tim, let me go back to David Richardson, who took over as the acting FEMA administrator just a month ago. He has no disaster response experience. He had a meeting with folks at the Wall Street Journal, and they say he seemed surprised at the vast scope of FEMA's responsibilities. And Reuters is reporting, quote, before joining FEMA, Richardson was assistant secretary at DHS's Office for Countering Weapons of Mass Destruction, which he has told staff he will continue to lead. So he's going to be head of fighting weapons of mass destruction in addition to leading FEMA. Is heading up FEMA, Tim, not a full-time job?
I think it's more than a full-time job. And, I think that we're really concerned about those DEI hires, Chris. Like, this administration, they promise they're fully committed to meritocracy. They only want to bring the best in. That's why they've brought somebody in who has absolutely no experience to lead FEMA, who doesn't know there's a hurricane season, and they have a weekend talk show host leading the military. So, maybe some mixed messages there. I think that the actual, on-the-ground impacts here are important to talk about. Vaughn mentioned that Trump campaigned extensively, really. It wasn't just kind of one-off thing in 2024 about the response to Hurricane Helene in North Carolina and how incompetent the Biden administration was, supposedly, when it comes to that. And now they're gutting the types of officials that would be responding to not just those types of hurricanes in the future, but that hurricane, right? Like, they have cuts to response to Hurricane Helene. People are not getting, what they had been promised from the government under this administration. We reported at the Bulwark a couple months ago about a guy that was a chief of staff at one of the regional FEMA offices that was wrongly fired in the Doge cuts when they sent one of those mass emails out and said, you're fired. And after that story, a couple hours later, you got a call from HR that was like, oh, well, you can be rehired again. Like, this is not the way to run an emergency management office. Surely there are some parts of the federal government that don't have that kind of urgent responsiveness that is needed, where we could weather, so to speak, these types of issues. Like, FEMA is not one of those, and we are coming into hurricane season now, and I think that the impact is going to be tangible for people.
And let me talk to you as well about the cuts to the Department of Education. The programs that look like they're going to take the brunt of this are rural schools, literacy instruction, students who are experiencing homelessness. They could lose 70% of their funding, according to NPR. What's the political benefit in that?
Yeah, another merit hire there at the Department of Education, we should mention, a former wrestling executive. The Republicans, this is one thing that is not really unique to Trump. For a long time, Republicans have been talking about getting rid of the Department of Education. There is a lot of stuff in the Department of Education that, I think could probably be directed to other places. But not some of those programs you lay out. And as you mentioned, I think that there's this delay, in this MAGA Republican Party, where there are some of these old, kind of habits from the old Republican Party that they are still acting on, old talking points. When now, a lot of the MAGA voters are people that use these government services. We're seeing that in Medicaid with that discussion happening on the Hill, but you also see it here at the Department of Education. Linda McMahon was questioned about that today by Chris Murphy, and the result is that they just don't have good answers. And I think they're hoping that the people that are suffering the consequences from this are either loyal MAGA folks, or that it won't actually matter to them politically, because of the nature of kind of how polarized the country is.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Anish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, is very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Anish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, is very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.